He's so much Fox that it's his actual last name. It's the Robbie Fox Show on WFUR Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Robbie Fox, and you're listening to the Robbie Fox Show. We'll have more music and talk after this word from this week's sponsor, BeakSafe. We've talked about the difficulty avian species can have with performing oral on their partners on the show in the past. It can be a risky proposition for both parties, causing choking and aspirating or serious injury. The folks over at BeakSafe have a solution for that, and here's what they have to say about it. BeakSafe is made from soft silicone designed to mimic the feeling of real flesh and skin. In mere moments, the BeakSafe kit can be used to custom mold the shape of your beak. BeakSafe takes an advantage of an avian's own tongue and saliva to create a warm, comfortable, flexible, and safe experience for any sexual partner. Using natural lubrication means BeakSafe is compatible with any protective barrier or condom. For a limited time, BeakSafe would like to offer a special discount to listeners of The Robbie Fox Show. You can get 20% off if you order from their website with code Robbie. That's R-O-B-B-Y. Don't delay. Try BeakSafe today. Now, as our regular listeners know, we don't endorse any products on the show unless we have first-hand experience with them. BeakSafe was kind enough to send us some samples, and I've got to say, we were really impressed. Jerry and I both had a chance to test them with some beaked partners, and we both really enjoyed the experience. So, no excuse to risk your dick or your avian sexual partner's life, unless you're into that. Takes all, folks. All right. For the next few minutes, we're going to deal with an extremely controversial topic. I'm not sure if all you listeners out there want to listen in on something so extreme. But let's be honest, I've never really shied away from anything on this show. That said, let's talk about vor. It's no secret that vor is one of those things that turns some people on and scares the hell out of others. It's certainly not for everybody. For any of you who might not know what it is, vor is short for vorophilia, which has to do with one furry actually eating another person. Although it can vary from person to person, for many, getting gobbled up, it's a one-way trip. Now, your Robbie Fox is not really into the idea. Though I'd be lying if I didn't have a thought or two for some of those bunnies out there. But I'd never do it. As far as I'm concerned, everyone has a right to life, free from fear of death in this world. But what if you actually were into the idea of going down someone's throat? You'd be surprised how many people consent to it, and with some of the recent laws on the books, you might just get away with it scot-free. This is the world we live in, folks! With us on the phone is Beverly Penn. She's the CEO of Mink, Inc. She's quite the celebrity lately since it's come out that she has cooked up and eaten a number of her employees. Welcome to the Robbie Fox Show, Miss Penn.
It's Mink, Inc., Inc., by the way.
Oh, you are absolutely correct. I misread what I had here.
It's quite all right, Robert. It's a pleasure to be on your show. I would like to say that all cases where I devoured my employees were 100% consensual for both parties involved. They wanted me to eat them. And so, I did.
Yes, I heard about that. My question more has to do with how someone can actually want to be eaten. I mean, they're dead now.
Yes, they're dead. But their lives serve to sate my hunger. And they'll always be a part of me. I was very much in love with each and every one of them. I've even made love to many of them before they were butchered for my chef.
Wait. They were chopped up?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't just bite into them. You have them cooked into some sort of dish?
Yes. I have a personal chef that excels at the vor-based culinary arts.
Are they alive when they...
I prefer to perform the actual kill with my teeth. I am still very much a mink, Robert. A predator. Still, I'm not a monster. Everything is on file with the courts. Their releases are documented and witnessed. They were eaten because they wanted to be, and they knew what they were getting into.
That's incredible. I can't even imagine wanting this sort of thing.
Love comes in many colors. Sometimes that color is red.
Well said. So, Vor is a very sexual thing for you, Ms. Penn.
Yes, I'd say so. More than sexual. I fall in love with my prey. There's a long courting period, with little talks about eating. I've even seduced a few into the idea, slowly, over time. I can be very persuasive. I'd never threaten or coerce someone, but falling in love with me often meets the same end. It's altogether a very intimate experience. Any way you slice it. Are you all right, Robert?
Oh, yeah. I'm good. All this is just blowing my mind is all.
Robert, I've been a loyal listener for a couple of years now. If you ever want to have dinner sometime, it'll be my treat.
Well, I appreciate that, Miss Penn.
You may call me Beverly, Robert.
Yes. Thank you, Beverly.
My pleasure.
Anyways, I guess Vor is a more intricate topic than I thought. And what about you guys? Any of you listeners want to take that final plunge down somebody's throat? This has been the Robbie Fox Show. We'll be back after this commercial break.